But he was a real gentle person. He could play and sing. He did whatever he wanted to do, and people didn't dig it, but that was too bad, you know. I was very thankful for the opportunity to stand up there next to him. You know, if I'm standing on the bandstand with Lester Young, and we never had one rehearsal, not one rehearsal. We played Lester Leaps In and some standard tunes, okay? So generally, he would, unless it was something like Lester Leaps In, some sort of riff-type tune, but then he would play the first chorus, and then he'd play his improvised solo, and then I would play, you know, standard stuff, and then the piano would take a solo, or maybe the bass, and we might play some fours and take it all out. So when he's playing, I'm standing there listening and say, damn, you know, I got to watch what I do after this. You know, you just can't throw anything out there after he played. You know, a lot of people were saying, well, he's past his prime, which maybe he was. But I think he had just gone into another room, you know, because and I think he said you can't expect people to feel the same way all their life and to play the same way all their life. You know, you it's when you're one age you feel one way, and then later on you feel another way. You know, which seems logical if you're going to be real, because if you are a real entertainer and you have your act together, you have to do your act, you know. But that's not what he was about.